To bed without your supper. That's the good thing about running away from home at my age. Nobody to make you do anything you don't want to do. Freedom. Hot dog. From now on, that's my middle name. No more dishwashing and cooking and darn kids who don't appreciate it when you try to give them a hand with their stupid school report. Like the other day when I loaned Mike all my valuable vaudeville scrapbooks. Corny, he said. Corny. Well, if that's the way you feel about it, give me back my stuff. And stay out of those cookies.
Well, now, don't get sore about it.
Why should I get sore?
Look, I want to use your stuff.
Well, now, don't do me any favors. Hey, you.
I finished. Hi, Dad. Goodbye.
Hi. Goodbye. That was Chip, wasn't it?
Yeah. And don't blame me if he gets in trouble for not having his homework done. Those kids are getting so they don't pay one speck of attention to me. Not one speck.
Say, Bob, do you remember my mother's cousin, Selena Bailey?
The one that lives over near South Madison?
Yeah, that's the one. I got a letter from her today, and she... She's coming to spend a little time with us.
Oh, for how long?
Oh, I don't know, a week or so, I suppose. Since her husband died... She's been sharing her place with a couple of other widows, and she said she's just getting tired of sitting around doing nothing but playing canasta and watching TV all the time, so she felt she needed a change.
Well, she'll get it all right. From her cozy little rose-covered cottage to this army barracks filled with homework-dodging, vaudeville-hating cookie-grabbers.
They're worse than the boys.
Don't worry, Bubba.
Selena Bay. I sure thank my lucky stars when that old girl pulled in. Poor old soul. Didn't know what she was letting herself in for.
Man, I had my hair combed for a whole hour. What a waste of time.
Old ladies get funny ideas. Maybe the poor soul was afraid to ride in Mike's jalopy.
He probably didn't even get there. Got sidetracked with some of his big deal senior buddies.
Well, Mike wouldn't do that. Maybe she missed the bus or something. Well, at least he could call.
How do you like that? He hasn't even gone.
What? Oh, my gosh.
I told Mike 3 days ago he's going to have to do...
Mike, what are you doing? Cousin Selena's waiting at the bus station.
Oh, but Dad, geez.
Who's at the bus station?
Sally!
Hi, Steve! I'd give you a big hug, but I don't want to get you all covered with grease.
Well, don't let that stop you.
Oh.
Hey, kid. Hey, you kids, Selena's here.
We couldn't imagine what had happened to you.
Oh, we'd have been in sooner, but we had a little distributor trouble.
The real trouble was with the carburetor. Sorry we got sidetracked, Steve.
He's an automotive genius,
oh,
Dad.
Not by a long shot. But when you grow up with 5 older brothers, you spend more time with motors than you do with people.
Sally, you remember Bob.
Hi, George.
Hello, cousin Selena.
I know a couple of widows over in South Madison who'd think you were a real prize.
Oh,
we've got a couple of widows right here who think the same thing, don't we?
What a thing.
Hey, yeah,
across the street, but I've seen her over quite often.
Now, knock it off, you two, and let's help get Cousin Selena's bags out of the car.
Hey, come on.
In. I've got to throw some engine.
Robbie, you look exactly like your father did.
It's all minor on blocks and everything.
Only instead of cars, it was airplanes.
What are you going to fix for breakfast?
Chip, my goodness, how you've grown.
Have I?
It's all written up so long and everything. Come on, Cousin Selena.
Robbie, at least let Cousin Selena get in the house before you put her to work.
I'm not moving one step until you stop calling me Cousin Selena and start calling me Sally.
All right, Sally it is.
Sally, okay.
Love this great big kitchen.
You gonna fix dinner tonight, Sully?
We're crying out loud, Robbie. Stop pestering your cousin Selena.
Sally, Bob, Sally. I can't think of anything I'd rather do than fix dinner. Well, it's all right with Bob.
Sure, you bet.
Oh, boy.
Well, here's the royal suite.
Oh. Well, we have a look at that.
Oh, marvelous.
Maybe some things on that top shelf.
Oh,
in there.
This'll do me just fine, but I don't like putting you up. But...
Oh, don't worry about us. Mike and I are used to each other snoring.
Come on, let's all get out of here.
Come on,
Jim.
Relax.
Come on.
I'm on the bed. Yeah.
Before you let me come on.
Come on,
what's my cookie jar doing around here before mealtime?
I don't know. I guess maybe Robbie brought it in.
Uh-huh. Well, you can just guess again. Robbie's been in the garage for the past hour. Now, you know my rules. No cookies before meals. And hang up your coat. Here. What did I tell you? What are you doing in here again?
I'm just waiting for Cousin Selena.
Oh, can't you leave Cousin Selena out of this for 10 minutes? You'll have her tracing back home before she's even settled.
How about some brownies?
Oh, boy, brownies!
Nothing special. Just something I whipped up to bring along. You don't have to eat them.
Are you kidding?
Well, I guess one won't spoil your dinner.
Oh, boy!
Hey, Sally, come on. I think the fuel line's clogged, but we may have to...
Brownies! Boy, when'd you make these, Bob?
Sally brought them.
They're good.
Boy, are they good.
Bob just makes plain oatmeal cookies.
I bet they're good, too.
Yeah, if you like oatmeal.
Well, oatmeal's darn good for you.
You bet it is. Here, Bob, take one.
Nope, I'm no between-meal cookie grabber.
Oh, go ahead.
Bob won't hurt you.
Yeah.
You don't know what you're missing.
Hey, what about my scooter?
Bring
it
along. We'll
She's a good cook. Who said she wasn't? Man doesn't belong in the kitchen anyway. She can have the whole place. I sure never planned to stay there forever.
Keep rolling along.
They always say rolling stone.
And you better believe it. Oh, I had plenty of chances to go back at first. But I don't know. The fellow's got his pride, you know. And it sure doesn't take long for folks to forget you either.
Yep, out of sight, out of mind.
And you better believe it. Sometimes I think I was too prideful. But on the other hand, that's all I really had. A fella has to do what he has to do.
You're not kidding, buddy. And what I've got to do is to get on that old bus and put some distance between me and that Douglas crowd. When they turned my kitchen into a dance hall, that's when I started saying goodbye. Now look what you made me do. Darn Fortville-hating cha-cha dancers. Why don't those guys take poor old Sally outside to do that stuff?
Get out of the way.
Let's get it around.
Some more. Oh, Chip, some more? How many times do you undo it?
Oh, Bob, would you check me on this, please?
Ah.
It's not enough that we have to turn in reports and write essays. Now Miss Pitts has us memorizing poetry.
Did you turn in your report on the theater?
Oh, no, not yet. Where'd you get the flowers?
Sally brought a bit. You know, you ought to knock them silly with that stuff I gave you.
Oh, yeah, sure. You ready?
Yeah. Maybe you'd like to have me run over some of this stuff with you. I know two or three stories.
Oh, no thanks, Bob.
Sure.
Yeah, you've done plenty already.
All right.
Okay. Oh, for 1 hour of my youthful joy. Give me back my...
20th.
Give me back my 20th spring. I'd rather laugh a bright-haired boy than
reign a gray-haired king. A lot of hogwash.
No, it's Oliver Wendell Holmes.
Flowers. People ought to act their age. You are what you are, and if you aren't, you shouldn't be. Boy, that's the truth. But times have changed, O'Casey. You used to get by with being an ordinary pot-scrubbing, house-cleaning grandfather. Nowadays, you got to be a motor-fixing, cha-cha dancing, scooter-pushing football player. Poor old Sally.
44, 89, hike!
Here, Sally.
Now, that was really shameful. Imagine those darn kids making poor old Sally do a thing like that. But I'll say this for you, old Casey. You really tried to take some of the load off her shoulders. Yep, even if it was a lot of darn foolishness, you gave it the old O'Casey try. A few kids didn't leave these darn fool things in a man's way.
Well, don't blame me. Chip did it. Somebody ought to do something about that kid.
I'll do something about that kid if he ever lights long enough for me to catch up with him. Here, get over there and I'll see how good you are.
No, you might throw your back out again.
The way things are going around here, who needs it? Might be a good thing if I did throw it out. Bicycles in the driveway. Boxes in front of the door. Boy, that did it. There's sure no fool like an old fool. If Sally wants to be a sucker, let her. She'll find out soon enough, the poor old thing. Of course, it wasn't easy to break the news to Steve. But I guess he'll get by okay as long as Sally holds out.
Yeah, you didn't get too far ahead of me, huh?
No.
Say, that is quite a paint job Sally put on Chip's scooter, isn't it? Real snazzy.
Yeah. You remember that old buddy of mine that has a Deluxe Theater over at Plainview?
Oh, yeah. What was his name?
Flats Jensen.
Yeah. Man, that Sully's busier than a windmill in a tornado, isn't she?
Yeah. I got a letter from him.
Oh?
Yeah, he's... He tells me the theater's getting to be too much for him.
Well.
He wants me to come and take it over.
Well, it's kind of a compliment, isn't it?
Yeah. It's just a little 600-seat house. It's air-conditioned and right up to snuff and everything. It's all right.
Uh-huh.
So, I told him I'd take the job.
You what?
Do you want me to do housework the rest of my life?
Well, of course not, Bob. But...
How many dishes do you think I've washed around here in these last 6 years?
28,642. 43. Bob, you know darn well you're more than just a housekeeper around here. I don't know how we'd ever get along without you.
Oh, you'll manage. Besides, I got my career to think of.
All right, Bob. What's wrong?
Well, offers like this just don't come along every day.
No, no. What's wrong?
Besides, I want a little peace and quiet in my old age.
I see. Well, when are you leaving?
Tonight.
Tonight?
Yep. Well, these darn bunks. They're as bad as the Navy. They're worse than the Navy. At least the hammocks were soft.
Gee, Bub, you have to leave tonight?
Well, Robbie, just don't stand there whining. Take this bag.
Here.
Take it downstairs and then come back and help me pack the rest of this stuff. Now go on, get down there. Don't stand there gawking at me. I'll get myself a room in a nice private hotel, that's what I'll do. Be just like a vacation.
The way he's packing, looks like he can't wait to get out of the house.
Well, come on in, Sully. Join the decision council. It's an old Douglas custom.
Yeah. Mostly we decide to do what Dad's decided we should decide. Democracy in action.
I've been using some new muscles lately.
Okay, Dad, what are we going to do?
I'm not sure, Rob. We've all tried to talk him out of it, but you know Bub, once he gets his mind made up about something.
I figured we could stop him from packing, but...
Why do you want to do that?
Oh, Chip, I suppose you want Bub to go.
Sally went on a visit. Why can't he?
Oh, Chip, for Pete's sake.
I just can't understand why managing a rundown old movie house in Plainview would mean more to Bub than what he has right here.
He told me it had air conditioning and new seats.
That's an idea. We could get new seats
Come on, Robbie, this is serious.
I'd be willing to do that. I'd even put a popcorn machine in the front hall and a marquee over the front door if I thought that was the real reason he's going.
You didn't try and stop Bub when he went to help Flats.
He told me we were messing up his career.
He brought me a swell present when he came home.
Can't you get it through your head? This time he's not coming home.
What do you mean? I hinted for an ant farm and he said he might bring it to me.
Bub won't come right out and say it. I know he feels like a fifth wheel around here.
Dad, he is the fifth wheel.
Next to Dad is the biggest wheel in the house.
That's quite what I meant.
I think what your father means is Bub feels unnecessary, sort of elbowed out of the way.
Didn't exactly promise me the ant farm.
Well, why should he feel that?
Well, how would you feel if someone shoved you out of your room and took your place in the kitchen?
Well, he's given up his room plenty of times. And he's always griping about the kitchen work.
Yeah.
Besides, Bub's different from you. Well, he's... Well, he's just Bub. He doesn't cha-cha or other things like you, but... Well, there's just nobody like Bub. He's just great.
He's got to come back home sometime. Doesn't he?
Bub's awfully lucky, even if he doesn't know it.
Pretty smart, too.
He is what he is and makes no bones about it.
Hey, Robbie! I thought you were coming back to help me with these things.
Gee, Bub, I forgot!
Steve, are you gonna take me to the depot?
I didn't think you'd be ready to go this soon, Bub. Your bus doesn't leave for an hour and a half.
Yeah, I know, but I don't want to be rushed buying my ticket and checking my baggage. And, Robbie, will you get that thermos bottle and that shoebox I left on the kitchen table?
Shoebox?
Yeah, this is a 60-mile trip, so I packed myself some of Sully's chicken and a little coffee.
Can I drive you down, Bub?
Now, you know you can't put all this stuff in that sawed-off old jalopy of yours.
Well, I'll take the wagon. Dad won't mind, will you, Dad?
Well, no, but, Bub...
Now, you know you got your physics to do. And don't give me that no-homework line. I saw that last grade of yours.
Here they are, Bub. Can I ride down with you?
You certainly cannot. You gotta watch these guys like a hawk, Sally. Anything to get out of their homework. Now, if you want something to do, Mike, you can put these bags in the car.
Bub, how come we...
And you other fellas, don't forget to bring the rest of my stuff over when you... Of course, I'll be working, but I'll have time to visit with you when the feature picture is on. And don't forget to feed Tramp. And do whatever Sally tells you to do. Now, don't forget to have him pitch right in and help you, Sally.
What are we going to do now?
And, Steve, will you tell the Pearsons that I'll drop my postcard?
Well, Bub, I'm not going to try to tell you how sorry we all are that you're going to leave. There just aren't enough words for that. We love you and we need you and we want you to stay.
like it, you have to do what you think is best for you.
You kids can have all the free passes you want. Let's go. Taking tickets, selling popcorn. More fun than a barrel of monkeys. Kitty's matinee every Saturday, patrolling the aisles, telling the monkeys to shut up. Casey, who are you trying to kid? If you can't stand your own three monkeys, how are you going to stand 300 of them?
This seat taken?
No, oh, help us out. What in the world are you doing here?
Going back to South Madison.
Well, who's going to take care of the boys?
Well, I don't know. With you going to Plainview, Steve will just have to find somebody.
But he was counting on you.
Well, why should he count on me? I was just there on vacation. And I was going to take over for you, were you?
Well, I
just... Why, good grief. An old gal like me, who's lucky enough to have a place where she's wanted and needed, should stay put and not traipse all over creation looking for greener fields.
Well, he sure needs somebody.
It's not that I don't love Steve and the boys. I do, but, well, they were getting tired of me, and I was just getting tired. For pity's sake, I'm 60, not 30.
He's figuring on that pesky Aunt May.
You'd think there was something wrong with getting old, the way people keep fighting it all the time.
She don't understand those boys for sour apples.
No, sir, I know where I belong. And I'm going back there and enjoy it.
Aunt May. Aunt May. Not enough starch in the shirts. Not enough seasoning in the food. Too much shacking over the back fence. Why, even Tramp can't stand Aunt May.
Bus for Rockville. Guston Station. Apex, Plainview, Palmer Falls, and South Madison now arriving. Have your tickets ready, please.
If that old fuss budget thinks he's moving me out of my house, she's got another thing coming, I'll tell you that. Now, Sully, don't forget to come back and pay us a visit real soon. And don't forget to send me a recipe for your brownies. Thanks, Sully. Aunt May. Every time I think of that cantankerous old chromo, I get chills and fevers.
Pretty close call, Selena. You just saved yourself from being sunk in the fountain of youth.
All aboard, please, for Rockville, Guston Station, Apex. All aboard, please.
Well, I could disappear, and who would know it? And who in tarnation would care?
Yep, man needs more than just a place to hang his hat. Gotta have folks around him who need him and care about him a little.
You better believe it, friend.